Proclamation number 3450 of 27th of February, 1945. Free will. Fatherly love. I do not command the human beings will but leave him his freedom. Yet I will call and pull my living creations as long as they walk the earth as human beings in order to gain their will for eternity. And so it is now up to the human being himself whether he comes to me voluntarily and does not need my gentle pressure. Whether he submits to the gentle pressure or resists, so that I have to guide and direct him more tangibly towards me. It is up to him which relationship he establishes with me, whether he feels my gentle fatherly hand or I have to intervene educationally in harshness and severity. Only love for my living creations ever determines me to treat them as they need it in order not to get lost forever. Yet they themselves will feel little of my love as soon as they still resist me and thereby force me to use means in which they do not see fatherly love. And yet it is love. And every kindness towards them, every granting of earthly requests for the body's well-being would be unkindness from me, because it would cause the soul's ruin. Earthly life passes quickly and every day should be used for the soul's maturing. And therefore the human being's free will has to be active. But they usually use it wrongly. They don't turn this will towards me but towards the world, which is my adversary's kingdom. But I do not force the will. And thus I have to show people the transience of the world. I have to deprive them of earthly pleasures in order to show them how wrongly the will is directed. I must put another aim before their eyes. I have to make imperishable wealth accessible to them so that their will strive towards it and therefore towards me myself, who can give them imperishable wealth, spiritual goods, if they desire them. And therefore earthly matter must approach dissolution. People have to separate themselves from it in order to more easily recognize and desire spiritual possessions. Thus I must try to change their will so that it will strive towards me in fullest freedom, as is the human being's aim on earth. And the more desirously the human being's heart clings to matter, the more painfully my loving father's hand will strike him, which will take from him in order to give far better things back to him if he is willing to accept my gift. Yet it is the apparent calamity which strikes people, a helping hand for their souls, which now have to part with what they do not voluntarily give away. I painfully intervene in people's lives but only in order to save their souls. That they should recognize how futile earthly matter is, that they should look for more valuable possessions which they will find more easily if they are not captivated by earthly things. For my love recognizes the right means and applies them. Yet it is always left up to people whether they make use of my love, whether they want to let themselves be guided by my hand which safely leads them towards the aim. For I certainly direct the will, but I do not force it. The human being's will is free because without freedom of will he can never become perfect. Amen.